Base, but we're coming down on the base Chazore. Tana Abonon, the two dots in the middle of the omens. Tana Abonon. Tana Goyim. Shoyim Afrikim, Imokim, and Mokoim. There's some type of hens or roosters that were flying around from place to place with Shibu Kalim, Bechanfeim. And as they're flapping away, they Kalim, they break Kalim with their wings. So that's a case of Shem Rega, what do you want to call it? Regal, even though it's with the wings, it's regal. Mishalim, nezek, shalim. Ruach should become famous if it's with the ruach. So it's now, tsurayos, mishalim, and chatzinim, chidosh. Even though it's not something tangible, it's just wind. But that's also called tsurayos. It's sometimes an act that happened due to his guf, but it's only kerch. Even wind would be like that. Someone says, even by wind and such a thing, the mice said, he doesn't hold them. Rashi told us, remember, the Sumch doesn't hold the Allah of Meshmissina. He doesn't hold the Allah of Meshmissina, and therefore it's Nezek Shole. Tani Yidoch, another bryce. I'll just mention here, because this is where we mentioned it the first time around, the Rosh holds that. The halacha mishmisina takes it down from nezek shalom to chatzinezek. That means if not for the fact of the halacha mishmisina, you would have thought you paid nezek shalom even for koicha. Not only for gufoi, but even for koicha, you pay nezek shalom. Halacha mishmisina brings it down to chatzinezek.
So in this case with wind, we would have said it was nezek shalom.
You would have thought it's nezek shalom. Halacha mishmisina tells it to go down to chatzinezek. Therefore, Sumchus, who says nezek shalom, he simply doesn't hold of halacha mishmisina, and therefore it stays at nezek shalom. There is another way of learning. This was the Rosh. But there is another way of learning that without halacha mishmisina, you would pay nothing. Which maybe in Rashi later on we might have such a thing by Karen. Might pay nothing. Without halacha mishmisina, you would have thought you would pay. For Gufoy and for Kirby, don't pay anything. The halacha mishmisina told me that you pay chatzi nezek. According to that, Sumchus can hold of the halacha mishmisina, just he holds it doesn't take you chatzi nezek, it takes you all the way up to nezek sholim. That's another way of learning. It's not the way we learned, but we can put it on the table. There's two possibilities. A bigger chiddush in halachas of halacha mishmisina.
Right, putting something from nothing. In other words, if you hold where the Rosh is reading it, the person is chayav, they're just changing the quantity of the chiyuv, but there's a chiyuv nonetheless.
Right.
So again, there was no chiyuv, also a grade in the chiyuv, changing categorically.
Right. Later on, we're going to see Jesus holds up a kirk, but you don't pay anything. So he may be, well, I have to see when we get there. Anyway, there is such and such, not like the Rosh. Yes.
I'm Kashi.
On what we just said, or
yes.
That's
yes.
What you said. Okay.
What you said, I think.
Fine.
When it's poop that's breaking, then it shall end.
Yeah, sure.
So we have very soon. Well, and Kashi is how can the Rosh Hashanah suggest? We have a, that's their Kiddush. We have a portion of the Lord of the year that is a payment from the full to a decrease.
Where?
It says, Amarov, yes, Shaila, wasn't short, and the answer is Amarov, the Olam, keep the fun down. When he talked about the wind, he said, really, I'll be with like the wolf.
Yes, you're amazing. You're absolutely amazing. No, you're absolutely amazing. The Rosh is the dike from that line. We'll see. Okay. Yeah, we'll see in a second. Yeah, very, very sure. Colorful. Let's just get there. Very good. Really good. Tanya Ido. If Shua has the lechayim today, I'll tell you to give it to you now. Tanya Ido. Tanya Goyim showing a hard sim al gabi iso. Another brazen. Tanya Goyim that were jumping on top of the dough. Al gabi peo eats on top of fruit, the tin foil. Or unique, so all those cases, that don't hectic it. So those are cases where with its actual goof is damaged. Mishalim nezek shalim, head off it. So if by jumping, kicked up dust or So it is. I don't know why he gives two examples, but that's what it did. You pay. I skipped over something. Tanya is at the start again. Yeah, but this time, look inside. Tanagadim were jumping on top of a dove, I got a pear, it's on top of fruit, with tinfoil, and dirtied them. Or iniquity, we pecked at them. Mishanim Nezik Shodim, they have to pay Nezik Shodim. Why? Because it's begulfoid. Handle off it, so it's if while they're jumping, they picked up earth or dirt, and due to that, their food got dirty. Then, so it's Mishanim Chatzin Nezik, pay Chatzin Nezik. So, Vosayma, you pay Nezik Shodim. Here we have again the Machloikis, Tanakam, and Sumus. And now the third right, Tani Idoch. Tana Girl showing Mafriah from Mokin to Mokin. A Tana Girl was jumping around from place to place, Yotzeruah from Tana Skamfov. Vishibras Akelim and broke, and the Ruach went out from under its wings. They broke Kelim, which is similar to the first case we mentioned. You pay Mishan Chatzinezik, and here the price doesn't give another opinion. There's a Gemara, stomach, you're a Bonon, this price is going to stop, like you're a Bonon. As we mentioned, stam has weight, so it shows what the halacha is like. So if you have a right without any attribution, it means it is that halacha. Fine. Omar Rav. I understand sumchos. Now this Rav is speaking before we know the idea of halacha mishmisina. This is before we knew that. So bishleim sumchos. Well, sumchos ksava kurtu kugufi domi. Kurtu is like his goof, and therefore you pay nezik shalei. Ela rabbonon. But the rabbonon don't understand. He kugufi domi, if he says like his goof, but a nezik shalei, you should pay utai nezik. Be like kugufi domi, if he's not like his goof, chatzi nezik namiloli shalei. He shouldn't pay anything. Hold on, Rabbo, says Rabbo. Hold on, my Rabbo. It is like a goof. Koichoi is like goofoi. Why don't you pay Nezik Sholem? Chatzin Nezik Tzoyo is of Segemir, not Allah, which you see, I brought it down from Nezik Sholem to Chatzin Nezik. Says the Rosh. Why did the robber say, Lohan Kikufi Domi? He could have said, I don't love Kikufi Domi. He could have said, really, it's not Kikufi. You shouldn't pay anything. Allah, which you see, I. Tells you pay 50%. The Halacha Mishmisina introduced the Chiyuv. Why does the Gemara say, Le'olam Kegufi Domi? Really, really, you should pay Nezik Sholem. Just the Halacha Mishmisina drops it down from 100 to 50. The Gemara could have said the opposite. The Gemara could have said, Le'olam Lav Kegufi Domi. Really, you should be potter completely. Just the Halacha Mishmisina picked up 250%. From here, the Rosh said that Chiddush, which he said just shortly before, and said, you see that the Klal of Allah from Hashem is to drop down Chiyuv, not to introduce Chiyuv, but to drop down Chiyuv. That's why the Gemara had to say, because if you're going to have Allah from Hashem Sinai, it's got to take a Chiyuv that exists and limit it. Make it here, limit it. So Kigul Vodomi should be Nezik Sholim. Doesn't get dropped down to 50%.
This is the old one. Does that mean also including Sumpa? Does that mean that everybody agrees?
Yeah.
Yes. So that you can't say the old one, it's not like Lupo. And because then it won't fall out within Sumpa. The only way to fit in with Sumpa is to be it.
So you wouldn't have used the word Lola. It's obviously speaking, right? Didn't a lot of visions that introducing a new thing.
So what's the chiddush? I just was mentioning this when we were doing the Zohar. What's the chiddush of the Rosh? Because it's not
the Rosh.
The Rosh is just repeating what Rav is saying.
The Rosh was machadshit from this life. The fact that Gemara said the Olam Kibbutz Vidor and Chatzinah, and could have said the other way around. It's like Kibbutz says the Rosh from here. You see that this is where he spoke out. That the soul of Tzoros is to take an existing here and drop it down.
Right.
Right. I'm sure.
So when you say the Hiddish, we're not saying it's more of like a or as opposed to the Hiddish. I mean, that's
what we're actually saying.
Yeah, the Gemara says it, so we're, you know, it's not like it's a
Mishnah law. Lord, come on out. This is not speaking in Islamic. The Rosh actually spoke out in a few tests. That curve, we saw already. That curve, that we hold, it's all called one big thing. But yeah, the Rosh and the Dike, that's like this. Yeah, and that's right. It's a Gemara. It's not
exactly. And exactly.
The Rosh brings it right. It's Gemara. It's what you want to say. Yeah, you're not climbing. Yeah, of course.
When we read the Gemara, we didn't see it, so we needed the Rosh to tell us.
Yeah, so you know. Okay, but that's one of the good. Yeah, sure, I say the word the Oilam bothers him. Because you can only say the Oilam if you go for it on me. But if you'd be like you go for it on me, you wouldn't be able to say the Oilam.
Right.
It's not true, really. Oh. Because if you're the old, right? Now, how many machlekesim are there between Sunkus and Ramban? We try and minimize the machlekes as much as we can. So, if we're going to say it's lav kigufidomi, so why does Sunkus say you pay an ezek shalim? If it's lav kigufidomi, why do you pay an ezek shalim? Why do Ramban say katzin ezek? If it's lav kigufidomi, it's lav kigufidomi. So, why do you pay katzin ezek? Let's say that Allah introduces a chiyuv. So why does Sunkus say you pay nezek shalom? If it's kiguf edom, it's the double machleket saying Allah. It's one machleket because Sunkus says and besides that, we have one hold something called Allah from Mishim Sinai, not Gishma. The other way to learn, and this is how the Rosh suggested it, is not, is that there's lav kiguf edom. And this machleik is how far you take the halacha of Mishmei Sinai. They all agree there's a halacha of Mishmei Sinai. Really, you should pay zero. Not be good for them. Halacha introduces a here. Introduces half according to Abonon, Nezek Shalom according to Sunkos. So we could have said, La'ilam la'ab be good for as well. And they all agree it's la'ab be good for it. Shalom is in a hilksum. In the Rosh, that's how we do. That's how he says you would have learned. If the Gemara would have said
so then
right. That's the other way. So we've said there's two ways of learning. The Rosh told us, and you're saying it's confusion. The Gemara this way, obviously, learns that land. Otherwise, we'd find a different way to learn this Gemara. But the passion of the Gemara, and that's what the Rosh is telling us, is that even Kubitloi would be 100% of the reason to pay, and that's Chan and Sunkus. Not because of any hurt. So it's possible you would pay Nezek Shalem. Along came the Hilks, so it says Rabban, along came the Hilks, and put it down to Khati Nezek. Right, good. We mentioned when we did the Chazor, when we did the first time, and later on, how can there be a Machlokes in Halacha Mishmei Sinai? Chavos Yoel says there's no such thing as a Machlokes in Halacha Mishmei Sinai. And our dear friend of David even went and did proper research and found that the Sunkas is buried next to a mayor, which is his Rebbe, and how can it be a mayor hold one thing and some of us hold other things? And we mentioned there's different mahalim to answer it. The easiest mahalim, perhaps, there's this kasha asked at the back, yeah? Who is it? Malay Roy Master Kasha.
Who does?
I think it was Malay Horay. Malay Horay.
Yeah,
it was him. Maritzkias. He asked it. How can it be? There's no such thing. Chavos Yoel says no such thing as a machloikis. You know what he answers? That. He answers it can't be a machloikis in. Whether there is Halacha Mishmei Sinai, but there can be machlokes about how far the Halacha Mishmei Sinai goes, and that is this machlokes that was Chacham hold 50% and some holds Nezek Shalim.
So it would be
like,
yeah,
he's learning not like the Rosh, right? That's not like
the Rosh.
Yeah. Right. Okay, fine. So I've written this.
Fine.
I know it's a machleket. Okay.
We have a certain plan in our shir that we go with the one mahalik, and although there are other mahalikim and they have to work out when they have all the mahalikim, that's not how we go, right? Because we won't understand anything. So there is such another mahalik, how they work out the mahalik. So we have this question though, different various truths, and we said one tenet is that. That one we say that you can't have machlekas in halacha mishum sinai. That's something which had a clear tradition. But there are certain halacha mishum sinai is that the tradition wasn't so clear because it says when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, lots of halachas were forgotten, quite a few thousand, and they came back through the Sneer ben Kenaz. He in his pictures brought them back. So those things, they don't have clear tradition. It came back due to some of these pictures. And therefore, on that could be Machlokes. That's one teretz. Rabbi Salevi says a teretz. Another teretz is Bemet, there's no tradition on Sirius. There's no tradition. There's no tradition. But you have a Mishnah of Reshus that says you pay Chatinezer. So what does that mean? Vice ois, it is our law of Mishnah Sinai. Vice ois means from this Mishnah we can infer that there was our law of Mishnah Sinai. The Mishnah said you pay Chatinezer has no sense whatsoever. Monoshop, if it's King Bullfish, you pay an electronic, the Bach Google Bishop, pay anything. And so we're left with a difficulty. Now, we've got no tradition about this halacha mishum sinai, but we have a Tana that tells us that there is halacha mishum sinai. This Tana is teaching it to us, because this Tana is saying Katzinezek. So this Tana is teaching us this big chiddush of there is halacha mishum sinai. So on this, we don't have any tradition going back. Maybe this Tana might have had from somewhere. Yeah, he was Mekabal, that there's something called Chatzinezek, but they have a Mishnah that taught us this tradition of Halakha Mishnah Mishnah. That's also somebody wants to say that. But the simple says no. The Halakha is not right.
It's not
simple.
We don't even know the symbols, it depends on which source we're talking about. First level, there's no Halakha Mishnah Mishnah.
Remember in Pasha's Vayishlach. Vayishlach. Pasha's Vayishlach. It was a nice gematria. No? The first time it says Torah in the Torah.
Smaller than the
Yerim? Ooh. Vayishlach. It says the first time that the brothers came down. It's paradise. It's. Yeah. Story is. Story possible.
Paradises.
So they saw that service. This is in Mekates, Peg Membez, also Lamed He. So I think we work at a gematria of Kaspem. Hema is
Chatzinezek. Is it? I don't know where the Chumash is. Quick question, quick, let's work out. Ka and then Kach Kasper. Kaf Samach is 80. Pei is another 80, 160. Yud Hei is 15, so 75, 175. 175 and Mem is?
40.
40, so 175 and 40 is 200 and 15. Isn't it? Go on, 175 and 40. 205. That's that. 175 and 40 is 215. 215? Yeah. 215.
175.
Yes, yes. No, 215. English. 215. Hey, Ma is another 50. Is 215 and 50 is 255. Okay, how much is Chatzi Nezek? How much do we get to 255?
265.
Okay. Chatzi Nezek. Okay, Chatzi is 108. And Nezek is 157. It's 265. So, Tzorias is Chatzi Nezek. The Tzorias is the name of Vavim Vayorah. Vavim is the Av, is Vayorahu. How much is the amount of Vayorahu? Well, Vav is 6, 2 yods is 20, 26, Reish 226, and another 7 is 233. Agree? And Regel is 233. So Tzorias is Chatzi Nezek, and the Av of Tzorias is Regel. You want the smart, but that's pretty close. Okay. I don't know. My friend said, I don't know who to talk to.
No.
I don't know who came. It's obviously something which is MS. My neighbor who sits behind me told it to me a lot. I don't know who's that's wrong. It's okay, come on,
literally.
Whatever it is, it's. I told him once the boss. He told my dog all the. He told me all the gematries. I was so like let down because even though gematries who, I mean gematries is papoish or tere all that it's mefurish, but a lot of gematries are made up and don't make any sense, and you have to really understand them and or the other end. But this seems to be emes kibshutish or mikra. Saying it's so emes that. Tzurias, Kaspeim, Heimo, it's Chatzi Nezek. Vavim is Vayro, it's Regel, is that's not Emerson. What is a Gematria?
Right.
Anyway, so left me with a bad taste. So where do we go on to all this? Back to, we're not doing very fast Chazor at the moment. So those are the three braces. And we said the Pashtas of the Gemara is Mashma, the Halacha Mishmizina drops down. Says Rashi and Rashi is Bechanfeim. Bechanfeim is just over halfway down, but confirm. Chenogu be confirm, be kli, they confirm, touch the keli, Rosh be confirm, Hainu Tzorius, the Kirchu. It is Kirchu. Mahatim means miraculous. Menoku, be chautim shalahem, they are picking with their beak, if that's the right English word for what the birds have. And, Shakurian beak, in French anyway, it's called beak. Head off of an arts Esau, it kicked up earth from the ground, dirty, solidified the dough. Chatzinezek, okay. Chatzinezek, I'm below, you shouldn't even pay Chatzinezek. Because if you're all this dark, you go, why should pay anything? The only time you'll find the Chatzinezek is by Meshonah. But Midi Beruchay, you never find anything by Midi Beruchay, something in a normal way. Okay, so Zod Tosis, Zod the Gemara right. Tana, remember to two dots. Omarov, culture is of Tommy, Zodokim, Mishan, and Ezek Shani. And this line, in case people got mixed up or misunderstood, I want to clarify it. Culture is of Tommy, anything which is of regarding his own, such an act would make the thing tommy. When Zokim, you pay Nezik Shalim. Now, let me ask you a question. If Zob touches my computer, makes my computer tommy.
Yeah.
So if I touch my computer, if somebody touches my computer, he has to pay for my computer. Zob metami, so the person also should. About that, it's not a shot. It doesn't mean whatever, wherever you find the Zob metami, so therefore, other would have to pay. No. There's cases where a person has to pay. He breaks something. On that, the Torah says, you break something, you're mazik, you have to pay. Now you want to know, do you pay nezik sholim, do you pay chatinezik? Of course, an animal breaks something, yeah? Do you pay chatinezik sholim, do you pay chatinezik? The hainu, is it considered the goof of the animal that did it? Or is it considered tzoreis? Or is it considered something not connected to the animal? There we go to Zov and have a look. If a Zov metameh it, it means it's connected, the Zov's connected to it. And therefore, that's why he's metameh it. That's a simon to us, that's called connection. Mashiachin, if it's not metameh, that's a simon to us, it's not connected. Borrow that, put it back into a person, an animal damaging. If by Zob would be connecting, then the animal damaging would be called nezik sholim. If a Zob wouldn't be metameh, it's not called connected, so it's not called connected by an animal, and you only pay chati nezik. We're not saying, have a look in Hilchos Zob, and wherever Zob's metameh, an animal has to pay. That's not what we're saying. We're saying in a case where an animal damages, and now you want to know, is it an exotic or katinezic, very local clarification of a damage in the model of a show, have a look at Zob, and that will clarify for you what would be the din by a show. So,
Rabbi was trying to make it easier.
Yes, right. It's a good simon to know. On Kol Shabbatov Tomi on it.
Right.
Kol Shabbatov Tomi bin Zokim Mishanim Chatzinezik. It's a very interesting thing to see. I know I'm not really putting pressure on the Chazar, but interesting thing, sometimes it's easier to remember something when it's based on some lomdus than just to remember the dry halom. A very simple thing which it's loyal age, never been again. A person who's nifta, one of his loved ones nifta, you have to do kriya. Sometimes you do kriya on the right hand side, sometimes doing the left hand side. And it took me ages to remember which side you do. So for a father and mother, you do on the person does on the left hand side. Well, everyone else does on the right hand side. And it's like a dry lock, and how am I going to remember it? Until I remember the longest behind it, the reason why. Somebody who's doing it for the father and mother doesn't have left inside is because you have to unreveal that you do create all the way to the heart to reveal the heart. So therefore, once you remember that something to tie it down to them, then it's easier. Heart, of course, left hand side finished. It's much easier than remembering dry halakha. So we have a din for it. That's another play there. I'm just giving a moshul for it. But yes, Rabbi said, looking at his tumor and Elvis tumor is a certain thing. You tie it down to that, you'll know the halakha. For as well. I didn't want to bring that was a mosque. Great thing of honor. Stories also, Shemina, Robert's coming to our here. Stories. Look, Robert Eglon, my chef, is preparing to Mashallah. Robert wants to teach us a specific halakha in stories. An Eglon, my chef, is preparing. An Eglon, which is an Eglon, is a calf. Calf in English, yeah, that's putting a wagon. That's what Rob wanted to teach us. Then that's also called goof. That's also an Nezek Sholim. That's what Rob wanted to teach us. And how did he teach it to us? Because the Zob would be sitting on that wagon, probably the din. The din time it measures, right? Because it considers if the Zob itself sat on. Therefore, if an egg is put in a wagon, it's considered just all the egg, never it's Nezek Sholim. Says Rashi, Kol Shabbatov Tomi. Shabbatov Tomi. First word on the line is Shabbatov Tomi. Mashman Igi Amalish. Shabbatov Tomi. Great Shazor Chifetz Al Odom. If a Zob would throw an item on a person, have a toy. That person's toy. When a Zokin came, sorry, it's a Zokin, similar type. I'm sorry, it would be a Patsy. Cherry Salsashmina with me. Robert's going to tell us the Halacha of the Chachamim. He said, no, Eglo, Meshav, and Zakur, you know, Sashmina, you come to tell us the halacha of Eglo. If it's Zob, Tomei, the case of Zob is Tomei, and all of Kuri, the wagon went, Shazob, Aleo, Agave, Kedin. The Kohen went on top of Kelim. The Zohar was sitting on the Kohen. The sentence structure doesn't really read with English. The modern Kohen, Wagon went, Al Gabi Kelim. In the middle, you've got some hyphens, which has Shazovara, and the Zohar is sitting on. A wagon, which the Zohar was sitting on, went on top of Kelim. Right? Tamei. Those Kelim are Tamei. Why? Mishum Medris Hazov. Because there's Tumas Medris. Omenizokin Nami. Similar by Nizokin, Eglon, Shemosh Chobekurin, an Eglon, a calf that's pulling a wagon, Al Gabi Kalim, Kegufa Hava, that's considered a Gufa Loitzuris. If hits his service, if hits his service, what happens at Kurin? If the wagon would have kicked up some stones, the bizarre toy, in that case, it would be toy. Then Nizokin, Nami, Tzuris, then Nizokin, that would be considered a vice. Okay, so Rabbi is going to teach us halacha about Eglah Meshach of the Kohen. Eglah Meshach of the Kohen is considered Gufa. Why? It's connected to the animal. What's the question on this? Why in Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph we had the Tanur Goyel, there was Meshach of the leaf, right? There we had, there was Oysa, Oya Delil. Kosher Beragma, something which lies the legs of the Tanagoid, and there we saw its soil. What's the difference between the lil that's tied to a Tanagoid and a groin that's tied to a eglon? You have a question? That's the question which we should have had. And we saw the answer. This was Rashi gave the answer at the end of the Tanagoid. Rashi said it was Adi Aduye. Wasn't just walking, pulling it along. It actually was flipping up this delil that was tied to it. So that's not great. That's true. Right? If it's walking and it's got something tied to it, and as it's walking, that thing gets walked with it, that's called rega. If it's walking and the thing gets kicked up, thrown up, that's not, even though it's tied to it, it's still true. That's not rega. That's true. You asked the question that it says over here in the Gemara, the egg on the shepherd of the curry is regular, is not service. Even though it's tied to it, that's called a group one. What's the difference between that and the time ago, that the little kosher the ragdoll, where then we said it's service? We're saying the answer is, but it's adiyah. That's what it is. It's through it. And as it's walking, it's throwing up this little as it's walking.
So that's called.
As it's walking, it's pulling it across the long, the kilo, the egg was walking with it, the current is walking with it, that is considered good for it.
Rather saying, not the end, rather saying that the chicken is walking along a straight line, not throwing it up, and it's being dragged behind it.
That's egg lock, Michelle, and the current. That's exactly that.
Is it possible to say that this is the called an egg lock?
Why?
The reason because I'm asking is since the rope is not sturdy. I'm assuming, not a buckiness, I'm not assuming that the wagon behind the eglah is sturdy and whatever movement the egel makes, the part would go with it in exactly the same direction. So that's called the oop. But when it's moving about and it's loose, even if it's going in a straight line, it's still going to be like throwing a small straight line.
That's what I'm urging.
So it would be a nice possibility of Yossi, but since we didn't live in those days, we had to have an Ephesus, and he said there were chavonim that were machabri and being agadish. Okay, so there were ropes which connected the eagle to the wagon.
Right, but it's a short rope. It's not like you can have a long rope that's the ropes.
Yeah,
one, the ropes and the wood.
Not just ropes, obviously, some type of gear. Yeah. I don't see
that. Even like a
okay, Rashi gives that answer, so it's good. No, Rashi said on the other end, so we'll go with that. Right? It's all theoretical. What would be if we have an answer? Rashi tells us, and even if Yossi is right, we have a clown in Rashi that we go with one other, and Mahala and Rashi, we go. So, Adi Adui, that's the terrace. That it's not a natural walk with it, it's kicking it up. So, Tosis, Kosher B'Zav Tohi. says Taisus. Ein ze aklal is not a klal. Don't start making building too much on this klal. So kama bekunti shalzov. If you have a stick in the kumik, in the armpit of a zov, the hizin boy, a toy, and if the zov would move suddenly because of that, it'd be toy, because it's something called tumas basis storia. I don't know if we learned this thesis even. Maybe we did this thesis. A zob is metame, but any time metame on things which are open. If he has hidden areas of it's good, folds, increases, then it's good. And due to that, he's got something there, it wouldn't become time. Oh, okay, we're not learning it. So we'll move on. Don't know about. No, Tanika was the Dural. Tanika was the Dural. Behema, Moedes, and Shabbat, the Chiluch. And Behema is a mood to break as it goes. Keita. Behema, Shenech, and Son of Chotzan Nizik. And Behema that goes into Chotzan Nizik, Vezika Begufo, and it damaged with its goof, the Chiluch, as it's walking, Messiah, the Chiluch, with its hair, as it's walking, Be'ukuf Shala, with its sandal, Be'shlif Shala. We said was the backpacks. Rumbi of Shevet Pia is the bit in its mouth of a Zug Shevet Savar and its yoke on its shoulder. So for all the same we had earlier, now to Sefers, the Eglon, the shepherds were curried, and also a wagon which was pulling, a calf which was pulling a wagon. Mishalim Nizik Shalim Pain and Nizik. So you see, it's called Ufa Yisof Potreis, and that's what Rava wanted to teach us. Don't know how much.
About the
Egla Moshe
that'd be sufficient.
Yeah.
Starting to say.
Yeah, that would be sufficient.
So why?
Lo Zu Avzu. We already saw and take since earlier. Chamoyev Masoi, we would definitely have known. We would have known if we tell us Chamoyev Masoi, we would have known the earlier ones as well. As David says, Chamoyev Masoi, the Chiddush, because not mummy stuck to the animal, you might all your problem. And apparently, once you know Chamoyev Masoi is good for you, you know the other one. It's Lo Zu Avzu. To accept the Yossi, that's one of the clones of Mishnah's prices. Lois or absolute way to remember
things. What is that?
Small Kiddush and then a bigger Kiddush.
Why would we need those who have?
What does it teach us? Okay, I don't know an answer to that, but I know that's a class, so that is what it is. You can't ask why is it there is such a price. You can ask what the numbers on that is. I don't know what it is. Call you up. Tanagim were pecking at the chevel of the bucket, and the rope broke, and the dli broke. Right, nifsak hachevel, it snapped, and the dli broke. Mishalim nezik shalim. You pay nezik shalim. What do you pay nezik shalim on? Anyone remember? On the rope on the dream discussion. Very good. But you have all three of us. Dogs are clean. Now this, forget about that. We just told you this statement. Rava came into Beis Medrash one day with a shayla. After he was going to use this statement as an answer to answer Rava's shayla. But at the moment we've forgotten that already. Rava's statement we just learned. Right, indeed, we've forgotten it. That's how it's meant to be. Tell them, boy, Rob had a shame. Dosal clean relation rossoy. He trod on a clean, he didn't break it. So when the animal trod on the clean, he didn't break it, but the animal then triggered off that it went rolling, and it's got the mock Achem Venishba went rolling to another place and it broke there. Venishba and it broke there. Mao, what's the deal? Bosmi cars, even do you say bosmi car? Listen, the animal had contact with this dili, and because of that contact, the animal, the kli broke. Oi, bosa lugufiru, and it's goof. Oi, dema bosa taba monazinam. Or we look at what actually happened at the end. It only broke when it wasn't in contact. Otsreis, you know, it's considered tsreis. Let's just speak out. It's tsreis, we have two extremes, and then we have a middle case. The extreme cases that we have, the two extremes, is an animal that broke with contact. It hit something and broke it while it hit it, right? That's the gufoy. It's walking along with its hair. It smashed something. Smashed it. That's gufoy. That's the extreme case of gufoy. And that's poshut. Two cases which are poshut. That's poshut. Then we have another case, which is soros. The classic case of soros is the animal kicked up something, stones. It didn't break the stones. It used the stones to break something else. The stones were the means, the instrument to break something else. So the animal had no contact with the thing it broke. It sent something to break it. Okay, that's the two extremes. That's serious. That's possible. Serious because the animal had no contact at all with the cleat that it broke. Okay, those are the two cases. Now we have a middle case. The animal does have contact with the cleat and has that is the contact with that with the knee is what caused it to break. It didn't break immediately, it broke later on. But do you look at it like the first extreme? It had contact with it. It's good for it. Or do you look at it like the other extreme? One second. When it broke, it wasn't connected to the animal. Maybe that's like Tsarius. And Tsarius was more extreme because Tsarius. It didn't even have contact with it. But in Tsarius was a matzah, when the thing broke, it wasn't connected to the animal. So this case, where it did come into contact with the kli that broke, but it didn't break immediately, it only broke later. Do we say, when it came in contact, that's like gufoy? Or do we say, no, but look at it at the end, when it broke, it wasn't connected to it. That's like Tsarius. How do you look at it? That's a shadow of the gemara. Pass me car or pass the safe. So, says the Gemara, Tipshoit lei midirava. Let's bring your eye, let's solve Rabba's Shaila by Rabba's Shaila. By Rabba's Din, Dama Rabba, Rabba said, Zorak di Marisha Gag, somebody threw a cleat from the top of a gag, and somebody else came and broke it with a stick. Potel. The person who's Potel?
The one that
broke it, they grew physically at the bottom. So why should he be potter? He broke it. Why should he be potter? So I mean on there, because we say Manatriya Tova, this thing was already considered broken before he hit it. Why is it considered broken before he hit it? Because the one that threw on top, although at the end it's only going to break a few minutes later, but since you did an activity which is going to cause it to break, it's considered you broke it. Post on main cars, then, right? So I mean, on a modern tree top, we said the second guy broke a broken cleat. So the first guy is the one broke it. If so, we could bring a ride from here. If an animal kicks something, it makes it roll down the hill. And because of that, it's going to break. The animal broke it. It was already considered broken as soon as he hit it. The minute he hit it, it was considered broken. So the damage happened immediately. Damage happened immediately. It's still alive. Yeah, that looks to you alive, but really, unlikely, it's a broken cleat already. So, should be also going to call it. There's the Gemara. Rabbi actually was sure about this. Rabbi Shitele, Rabbi Mibrele. Rabbi was sure you could possibly call it. Rabbi had his doubt about it. You could possibly call it, you could possibly see. Well, difficult, yes.
No, I'm Rabba's hesitation on the second. I mean, you see that the person in the back has theirs. In that case, he would pass it.
He's got something with that.
Rabba has what?
Bertamura and Rabba, definitely. But the Bertamura, and one had a doubt and one was sure. Rabba wasn't sure, was not sure.
Meaning, so he would pass, in that case of the roof, he would pass.
He could, he's not sure. It's something. Right? I'm not sure, do you say the first one broke or the second one broke? It could be it's in both of them. You don't know? He doesn't know. Says Rashi. Bosom a cop, Shadok Possoy, or we group it over on. Bishop of Makel, the second guy came and broke with the stake code of Shadok before land. Potter or Hamashabra, the one that broke it is Potter, right? That's how Rashi's learning. The one that broke it is. His part of a chayv azek on a third is chayv. Strange that Rava says potter, and you're meant to know who we're referring to.
Yeah.
Strange, no? Mm-hmm. That's how Rashi learned. Was the riff? That's another matter. Alma Bosa, Mikara, Azlina. You see, you go, Mikara, Bamina, Bahil. It's so for each other. Since it's going to break when it lands, you know, can meet Shashavu with Omid Zidif, he himself broke it. Okay, so that's Rabbi Shaila. Toshima. Rabbi said, I've got a Shaila. We're going to now bring Rabbi. Toshima. He does in a mood. Beisham has a mood. This Bryce we're going to have a few times. This is, I think, the first time. Hiddus is not a mood. Some people say it is a mood. Hiddus or Gedaito. Hiddus is the classic case of Obrega. It's jumping. I don't know. Hiddus, it must be. This Bryce means Hiddus, Hiddus. It is. That as it was jumping, it knocked the key and the key started rolling and broke later on. And one holds you a mood and one holds you not a mood. Or Balakan Nifty, Masova Vosmi Karas Dinon. Have you paid Nezik Shali? Or Masova Vosso Toba Monas Dinon. You look at when it actually did break, and have you paid Chatinezik? We say, Eino Mood, we mean Chatinezik. So therefore, Robert Shail is actually Machlekis in the writer. Robert Shail is Machlekis Tanoim. Givaldi. You say, no, Lloyd. The issue is.
Then we would say
Rabba Paskin. Then we could come to this matter, Rabba's Paskining, not like one of the Tanoim. How did Rabba know that? It's like interesting. Of course, Rabba could learn the Christ differently, like we're going to learn now. So we say, look, no right from this Christ that's got anything to do with Rabba. It is serious. This is the case where it was, it's bit up for. Must be the thing as well. They kicked up some stones and the machleik is in front of some trabon on the old machleik is some trabon on the one that says your mood or like so first one all the inner mood also a bon on chati nil. Trabon I can make for you. Says Rashi, Hiddus Rikidas Tanagoda. Hiddus Sokadaita Kamaina Nabi Mood, okay. Hiddus Vihitis Shagilgalaki Rikidos and Mokamache. He was rolling his key with his dancing to another place for Nishba and it broke there. Manda Mahmud, one who says Mood, the Nezek Shalim, he said, you pay Nezek Shalim, Sava, Bosom, Mikor, you know, when you go, come to Mikor. And the top of Amadalef, Yutchesam Dan of Rashi, yeah, hits his Tsurius, that Tsurius Shibra Kalim, and the Tsurius Brother Kalim, Ulay Nogabakli. So Manda Mahmud, one who says Mood, Sava, Kisumkis. So we're going to arrive for Rabbi's Shaila. So we can't even say it's Machlikas tonight. We don't have a right for it. This price is some Rabbon or nothing to do with it. We have two tastes in today. Let's try and do those. Possibly cars are the managed to do them already. Yeah. So possibly cars, you know, says tastes. Omit this now. Go back to the Mishnah. What's your Shaila, Robert? Look at the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah say? Don't saw alakli. What's the next word? Don't saw alakli. Veshavrosai. Mashmali broke it with immediate impact. That's the case when you're crying. So what's Robert's Shaila? Before the Mishnah. You have to break it immediately. The Mashmah, we can infer from that on his Kalka, the Mokanaka, if it would have brought to another place. Finish for Shom, you don't even be chayav chatzinezek. Let them make it. You can't be medayik anything. The other bit, midem mafling bein rishon l'sheni. Since the Mishnah, what's the case of chatzinezek in the Mishnah? That this key broke and broke another. Why do we talk about that? Why do we say this key broke further down the hill? So midem mafling bein rishon l'sheni. Midem mafling bein rishon gufei. And he doesn't differentiate in the actual Kli. If a Kli broke here or the Kli broke further down, he could have made the Gipta, we could infer the opposite. So, says Taisus, there's no, you can't be without anything from the Mishnah. Because although it starts off Dos on a Kli, which is also a Mashma, you could be Medaik. Bosa Mikar, then Bosa Tabamona, sorry, it could be Medaik. The Indu rolled down the hill, he would have only paid Chatinezek. But the safe of that Mishnah, the same end of it, is matched with the other way. The Mishnah says, what's the case of Chatzinezek? If this Kli broke and broke another Kli, that's the case of Chatzinezek. Why talk about such a far-fetched case? Talk about when this Kli itself broke, just further down the hill. You pay Chatzinezek. Why not talk about that? Mashmah, Because in that case, you'd pay Nezek Shalim. There's not no raya from the Mishnah. Either when there's two diyuk from the Mishnah, you could infer it one way or the other. That's why Rabbi had this shame. And the last thesis. Remember this last thesis? Yishmaka thesis. Sure, I was telling talking about it yesterday. Near the Zorg Evan, I hate Ala Kli. Over Acher, the Kidim Mishal. Somebody threw an arrow. And before the arrow managed to have contact with the Kli, somebody else broke the Kli. In that case, says the Taisis, Pshita the Chayim, the second guy's Chayim. Loishach Khan, Monotriotov. You can't say the first guy broke the Kli. Taisis doesn't say why. Just as it's possible. But he brings a riot for it. The Eos Linon, Nami Hocha, Bosom Ikar, if it, you would say, even in this case, you go Bosom Ikar, and the one that shot the arrows, and if he broke that claim, then the Mishkacha's bit serious, Chatzinezik. You'll never have serious being Chatzinezik, because the one that kicked the stone is the one that sent an arrow. So it's if the animal sent an arrow, so you should be Nezik Shavim. Says this is swab shutri the chali min zayik even zayik liata. It's a swab shutri the friendship. I'm only right. It's a swab shutri the friendship between throwing a kli and that kli eventually breaks, or throwing an arrow and that arrow will break this kli. And the swab shutri we spoke out and we learned it that one thing you're doing with the kli and one thing is outside the kli. If I take the kli and I set in this and set in motion. This kli, we're using this kli as the emotion the kli should break. That's considered that I broke the kli. Now, Shenkin, if I sent an arrow, so this kli I'm touched, I set in motion that something from outside the kli will break the kli, there is not that I did anything to the kli. Somebody comes along and breaks it, have to.
Yeah,
it's kind of
smart
and
crazy.
Huh?
I understand that. I don't understand his comment regarding that. If this, then by Tsuros is also this.
Why?
Right. It's first thing that is a common other color, which is common color. How does it connect?
You're hiding for Egan even if you don't have Kavana. You're hiding for Egan even if you don't have Kavana. If an animal moves on the tree. No, that's how much we've seen as not
going to be.
Stated that they'll have long decisions because it's not good for it, it's only good for it. If you're going to tell me that throwing an arrow is considered my act, it's cool for you. Why? I thought you could tell me in a minute why. I'm going to finish. Just a quick vote of this week's voucher. Also, a few results. This week's, last week, before. There's a big line in Sochim that the Ches says that we find that Abraham Avinu called the Har Maria, Mokim Shreis Shino, he called it Har. And Yitzchak called it Sodom. So it was Sodom. He went to Dan by Amriya, he called it Sodom. And Yaakov called it Vais. This week's parasha says, Ein Ze'ero Vizeriki. So Avraham Avinu called it Har, Yitzchak called it Sodom, and Yaakov called it Vais. Shailas what that is means exactly. And different people have different explanations. This is the Medrash speaks about it, but different achrayim have different explanations. But I saw Shimshu Paul Hirsch. He explains very interesting that Avraham Avinu was the discovering. He basically discovered the Ben Shalom, and he had to go out of mankind to find it. Mankind, he had to go out in social life there. You couldn't find the Ben Shalom. He had to go discover him. He was in the cave. Kilo was standing on top of a mountain. He said, you know, he could find the Revenge. He used the Har as a muscle for how the Revenge manifests himself in the world. You know, he had to be in the middle or out of there in order to have contact with the Revenge. But as the obvious Akdashim progressed and more of the Revenge came into the world, they brought it into the world, it became closer more to civilization. Yitzchak was Sodom. He brought the Rebbeinu's ideas into the world, so much so that now all the Gashmis that were in the world, he planted, he had Meir Sha'arim. He could see that Shkocha process of Rebbeinu Shalom where externally, Mibachutz, externally, you saw how things grew, how things, Panosa came, Brocha came, that's
He brought that into the world. But Yaakov Avinu concreted the Shras HaShchina in every person's house. The Bais Hashem, that's how Hashem wants his Shchina to be. It's not something external, it's something which is within everything. The actual stone that Yaakov Avinu put his head on to sleep, that he made into Mizbeach, that he made into Bais Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Yaakov Avinu instilled in us that the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to go powerful to have a shaykh to them, not like the nuns have to be stuck up somewhere in Tibet. No, we have a contact with shaykh and Ribbono Shel Olam within our own homes. That's where we have the Ribbono Shel Olam Shekhinah. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was teaching us. Every mikdash ma'at, every person's own house is the mokum asher to Shekhinah. Shvisi Hashem Negi Summit. That's the first halacha. I have to realize the mention is right. I good in Jarvis. Yes.